No more invisible, speechless, deaf, and blind child, with neglected pleasures being addicted to denial, floating through time, gravitating towards a warm arm, with an appetite for the emptiness that promises no harm. No more uncontrollable eruptions of emotional depression, a primal SOS from the barren prison of selfless expression that only the guilty with innocent souls know, buried in the social scar tissue of a defective ego. No more relentless sifting through body seeking self, settling through competitive combat for what's left on the shelf, a mad melee of supply and demand driven by a gullible pride that leads to sedating the you that suffocates inside. No more, forever, no more, because I've unshut my eyes, and the difference between God's word and man's will was realized. Seeing opposing parallel lives, some liquid and others frozen, led me to never seek from man what God has chosen. Then the negative whispering subsided and the panicking ceased. The undercurrent suppression of pent-up terror was released. As the mystery of the unknown manifested pristine clear, a positive message of truth entered my ear. Now across my face is a brand new smile with a newly revealed meaning of a destined child. A message of hope is being released from my heart, and I am overwhelmed with dedication to do my part. All I ever wanted was to be as I once was, unbounded. Somehow it got all twisted and before long sounded as though life was a continuous connive, thrive, drive, choking out the simple joy of just being alive. Now I am filled with love and I sing a love song, a song for yesterday, today, tomorrow, and beyond. My new prayer is thank you, God, for setting me free, and thank you, God, for giving me back me.